In the year 2026.
In the year 2026.
You're old enough to remember Conan O'Brien, right?
I do remember Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, they used to do predictions for the year 2000 before and then after the year 2000. They were still doing predictions for 2000, like in 2001.
Yeah, but they got them wrong.
True, but it was funny.
It was funny. It was a bit.
Today, we're actually doing real predictions for 2026.
Real predictions.
In the year 2026!
Are we like Nostradamus here, Scott?
Hopefully.
Or maybe less cryptic.
We haven't done predictions in several years. That's because we were so wrong the last time we did them. But we're going to give it another shot on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I am the opinion editor for the State Journal.
I am Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The more predictable two-fifths.
Ooh, that's good.
Clever.
We were going to start with Carnac the Great, but we don't think anybody would remember it.
Well, I don't remember it because it came on past my bedtime when I was a kid.
Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
All right, Phil, what's your first prediction for Wisconsin Politics 2026 edition? And full disclosure here, I promise we will check at the end of the year to see how wrong we are.
Wait a minute, so I had to do just Wisconsin? I'll start. I got this. I had a prediction.
You can do whatever you want.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026.
Wisconsin will elect either a black governor or a female governor for the first time ever.
Ooh, yes, that's a pretty good one because you're pulling in a whole bunch of different candidates there. Is there any candidate who isn't? A woman or a black man?
Yeah, Brett Halsey. And Tom Tiffany. I mean, I think Democrats are going to win this 2026 election for the governor race because Trump's so unpopular. It's supposed to be a big year for Democrats in the midterms. Nothing can change, but I think it's a bad year to run as a Republican in Wisconsin. Tom Tiffany's probably going to get the nomination for the Republicans. Josh Showman, who's the other Republican running for office, seems like probably the best candidate of all of them in terms of,
I like him a lot,
understanding how to make the state of Wisconsin better and address the needs that face the people. But that's not what being governor is about.
I like Showman a lot, which means he probably has no chance.
I mean, Tom Tiffany's going to win the Republican nomination because he's got the Trump base behind him. But I think the Democrat's going to win. I think the Democrat candidate's probably going to be Mandela Barnes, mm-hmm, just because he's got the name recognition that outlasts everyone else. Kel DeRoyce, who's a state senator from Madison, also has pretty high name recognition. She's run for governor at least once before. I mean, she's run for higher office a lot without a lot of success. Maybe this is her year. Missy Hughes, who was the former director of the
WEDIC. Actually, they like it.
They don't like to say WEDIC.
Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
I mean, I think she's a really strong candidate who would bring some private sector experience to the governor's office, which I think would be unique for a Democrat to have that kind of experience.
Isn't very well known.
I think David Crawley sounds like he's done a very good job in Milwaukee County as the county executive there. He's run a big county, done a good job, worked with the legislature to get a bunch of money to Milwaukee in the last big budget. He's got some promise, but I don't think he's going to beat Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes ran for statewide office and just has the name recognition. So I think Barnes is going to be the nominee, and he's going to get elected governor.
The wrinkle now, though, is that Mandela Barnes represented, before he was lieutenant governor, the Milwaukee area in the legislature.
Yep.
So now you have two black men from Milwaukee, both running from the same area. I mean, I would think if you're Kel DeRoyce, that looks really good. Or if you're Sarah Rodriguez, the lieutenant governor now.
Yeah.
Or Missy Hughes. I still don't think it looks good for Brett Halsey.
I think we've mentioned every candidate right now who's in the race, except for basically Francesca Hong, who's a Madison lawmaker, who, you know, she's very progressive. She's a bomb thrower. She likes to swear in her ads. I just don't think she's going to play well across Wisconsin.
She's going to do better than Brett Halsey.
I think I could do better than Brett Halsey if I ran for governor.
Yeah, she's not very well known other than on the Isthmus. And so, yeah, I think you're right about that.
So there's our prediction.
All right. That's a prediction. Well, that's a pretty good one.
Wisconsin's going to elect its first black governor. I'm going to hedge and say Or a woman.
You're probably one for one, but conventional wisdom never seems to predictably work with Trump. So who knows what is going to be happening next fall. Maybe the economy is soaring. Trump has oil coming from Venezuela and gas is under $2 and people are feeling good. And maybe it's not the Democratic year people think it is, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. I mean, Trump seems like his speech the other night about the economy was more of like a yelling at people to accept the economy was doing well. You know, he trashed Rob Reiner after he was brutally murdered. You know, he's on a streak of doing really unpopular things.
Yes, which brings us to my first prediction.
Ooh, your first prediction.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026.
As Trump doesn't do as well and gradually becomes a lame duck, he only has Phil, 3 years left.
Oh my God.
That's all we have left.
3 years?
I like to look at it as there were 4 years in the first term, so we're way over halfway done with Trump.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I predict at least one Republican in Wisconsin's congressional delegation will object to something, anything, that President Trump does, and that's not it. My prediction continues. This will elicit an actual rebuke from Trump on social media.
Ooh, will it elicit a primary challenger to the congressperson?
Yeah. I'm not going that far, but I think gradually here Republicans in a few other places across the country are starting to question Trump openly a little bit. And I think eventually that is going to get around here, especially as he continues to devolve.
Who do you got your money on for who's gonna break ranks with Trump?
If I had to pick.
The person who should do it, who probably won't, is Van Orden. I don't think Van Orden will do it.
No, he won't do it.
But he should, politically.
Yeah. Maybe Brian Stile.
That would make a lot of sense to me. He's in the second most competitive district in Wisconsin.
And he's a Paul Ryan clone, and Trump doesn't like Ryan to begin with.
That's true. Have you ever seen Brian Stile and Paul Ryan in the same room?
No, never. But that's just me. He actually used to work for Ryan. Although, yeah. In any case, you know, Brian Stile recently did criticize, in a roundabout way, Ron Johnson.
Oh, okay.
For the $500,000 or more that Johnson stands to collect in a legal settlement for having his phone records searched.
Because he tried to overthrow our democracy?
Along with Trump. And Ron Johnson actually said that there was nothing fishy about Wisconsin's results in 2020 when Trump said he won even though he didn't. But Ron Johnson was when he was caught on a secret microphone.
Yeah. He got caught telling the truth.
And sort of saying Trump was wrong, but normally he wouldn't say anything bad about Trump. But I think that's going to start to crack this year as Trump becomes more and more of a lame duck.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Glenn Grothman said something, because Glenn Grothman, he doesn't give a shit. I mean, he will say whatever to anybody.
Well, back in the day, he would take on Tommy Thompson when Tommy was king in his fourth term as governor. But I haven't really seen Glenn stick his neck out much with Trump at all, really.
Well, I think he's seen eye to eye with Trump in a lot of ways. I think he agrees with Trump on a lot of stuff. But I wouldn't maybe
immigration.
Glenn Grothman always had a bit of a working class vibe to him too, which Trump has really channeled. You know, so I think he agrees with Trump on a lot of stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised if he stuck his neck out. He's in a very safe district, and he's not going to face a challenge.
Which brings us to your second prediction, Phil.
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. You have to come up with your own predictions.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026. I think the Democrats have a shot to retake the Wisconsin Senate this year.
Ooh,
Thanks to gerrymandering being... different people gerrymandering as opposed to the state legislature gerrymandering. Now it's the Supreme Court and the governor gerrymandering together, sort of. But the districts are going to be fairer. There's going to be less partisanship. There are some vulnerable senators out there that Democrats are eyeing. They only need three seats. You know,
not even three, because it's a three-seat advantage.
Yeah, so they need to pick up two seats.
Pick up two, you got the majority.
Yeah. And of course, you know, they're targeting the most moderate, reasonable members of the Wisconsin Senate. Like Rob Hutton, who came in to visit us.
Yeah.
Talk about universities and real reasonable, moderate guy. And he's, you know, they're targeting him hard because I think he's in a very moderate district.
Yep, suburban Milwaukee.
And Howard Markline, who is out in Spring Green, he's being targeted because
Southwest Wisconsin, another region of the state that's been trending a little more blue.
And Markline, I think, you know, we haven't always agreed with him. We haven't always endorsed him. But I think he's been a pretty decent senator, and he's he's not a bomb thrower. He's not a lunatic. He's a
an accountant.
Yeah, I mean, he's boring, but he's an accountant.
I like boring these days in the Trumpian era.
Yeah.
I don't like a reality TV show.
You don't like the reality TV show?
No, probably. I like good old boring government.
And then Van Weingard was the other person who was mentioned as a seat that the Democrats are targeting. So they got three seats, they think, and then they can flip two of them. So there's a good shot.
I like that prediction. I think that's you got a good shot.
I think
that.
The assembly is going to be harder. I think there's more room to make up in the assembly, and there'd be some real moderates that would have to go to you know, like you know, the Democrats still can't beat Todd Novak. You know, they've been throwing the kitchen sink at him for 10 years basically, and he just wins every election because he's really connected to his district and his community, despite the fact that he won his assembly seat despite being slaughtered in the mayor's race for Dodgeville last year, which was really surprising to me. Like, he got creamed in Dodgeville, where everyone knows him, but he won his assembly district.
We'll have to ask him what happened out there. Maybe people didn't want him doing two jobs. I don't know.
That makes sense to me, but yeah.
Or maybe he'd just been doing it so long, they decided to give somebody else. Maybe, I don't know, maybe their taxes went up. Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid. Okay.
Hey, we know something about that in Madison, but... My second prediction for the year 2026. In the year 2026.
In the year 2026.
Chris Taylor will win the Supreme Court race.
That's a gimme, Skip. That's not even a prediction.
She's running against, so far, Judge Maria Lazar. And what's kind of interesting is Lazar is not going the Brad Schimmel route.
Okay.
Brad Schimmel just ran and... went in with Trump. And
I mean, he wore a MAGA hat on stage for a nonpartisan seat.
Yes. He also had all that Elon Musk money, too.
Yeah.
Now, that won't be a factor this time around.
Because Elon Musk is broke now, right? He spent all his money on Brad Schimmel.
I think in our editorial, we pointed out that his $20 million is like you and I spending $10.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You know, she's already got more money.
Chris Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah. And now that these elections seem to have gone so political, she's more the politician.
She's literally a politician.
She had been in the state legislature.
Assembly, yeah.
She had been a lobbyist for Planned Parenthood. Now, Maria Lazar is saying, hey, I'm not a member of a political party. Interestingly, she's going the other way and trying to be the more, I'm not the politician, I'm the real judge. At least so far, that's what she's doing. And maybe that's because she's kind of the sacrificial lamb. Knows she's not going to have a lot of money and maybe just wants to try a different strategy. She's on the appeals court in suburban Milwaukee. She was a Waukesha County judge. She worked for the attorney general's office when Walker was in the governor's office and defended gerrymandered maps, abortion restrictions, voter ID. So she is clearly the Republican candidate. It just seems like Republicans can't win court seats anymore in the Trumpian era.
I mean, the last time they won a seat was Brian Hagedorn winning, and he's turned out to be a fabulous Supreme Court justice, actually.
Arguably the most independent judge on the court.
I think not arguably. I think factually, objectively, the most independent judge in the court. Most people didn't think he had a shot to win that seat. I think the Democrats thought they had that wrapped up in the bag. Yeah. And then they attacked his faith, and they attacked his family values, and he was able to eke out a really narrow victory.
Yeah, and kind of caught the Democrats sleeping.
Yeah, and I think so. If I was giving advice to the Democrats, I would say lay off Lazar's faith and family when you're talking about this election.
Yeah, I think they really hoped they would have had Rebecca Bradley because she's been a real lightning rod of conservatism on the court.
I mean, she's been actually a judicial bomb throw in terms of calling out her colleagues and criticizing the way they do business on the court and not being very collegial on the court.
But she seemed to know that was not a winning election
strategy
for her and dropped out. And so Lazar's going to try to play it very judicial, which I love. That's what I would like.
Oh, Scott.
I would. I'd prefer they actually appoint them.
Oh, I mean, obviously.
Let's not go down that route, or we'll be talking 2 hours about it. What's your third prediction, Bill?
My third prediction.
For 2026.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026. If you're in Madison, your property taxes will go up next year.
Wow, that's a bold prediction. I am 100% sure you're right about that.
I think that's – I'm not even sure that's – does that count as a prediction? Since we know that the school district is actually going to increase your property taxes over what they – what I mean, people were shocked this year.
But it's going to keep going.
But it wasn't even all of the increase that people voted for last year when the school referendum passed. So they will have to go up. I don't think property values are going down in Madison unless Trump really Fs up the economy. I mean, he could screw us all over, and
well,
I could be wrong.
Or if there's an AI bubble that bursts and we go into a recession like that, like in the year 2008.
But yeah, we don't like to see that not happen. So
yes.
So the downside of us not having a massive recession and a dot-com or a AI bubble is that your property taxes will go up.
My final prediction.
This is your last one?
Yeah, I'm doing three. If you have some others, you can.
I thought we were supposed to get together with, like, have 10 altogether.
No, three, I said.
Oh,
three each.
Okay, well, I've got more.
We'll do a speed round for yours.
Okay.
All right, my final prediction.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026.
Satya Rose Conway will not run for a third term for mayor.
Ooh,
in 2027, and she will announce it in 2026, releasing just a scramble of other candidates, a crowded field to replace her.
You think it's gonna be crowded? I think there are some pretty big heavy hitters waiting in the wings, waiting to see what she does. You know, I've heard that Jason Ilstrup, who runs Downtown Madison Inc., is planning on would like to run for mayor if she doesn't run. And I think my alder, Regina Vitivere, would like to run for mayor if Satya doesn't run. Yeah. I don't know about clear the field, but those are heavy hitters who would discourage some sort of also-rans from running.
I think there'll be some also-rans. and maybe some not so also-rans. Kind of like that last time where, there were four or five that at the start of it, you weren't totally sure who was going to win.
Against when Satya won?
Yeah.
Yeah, when she beat Raj Shukla and Mo Cheeks.
Yeah, those weren't no names.
No.
Mayors do not have a good track record of winning three terms.
Not in Madison.
Satya's done a lot for the city, and she's super progressive and for a super progressive city. But I think the taxes, I think the BRT, I like the BRT, but a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
And she's not as likable, maybe, as some other candidates might be.
I think that's putting it mildly, Scott.
I think she might see the writing on the wall and say, you know what, I've done two terms. I can point to some success.
I think she can point to a lot of successes. I think she's done, policy-wise, some really good stuff. Her ability to connect with voters is why she's not more popular. She just is not a great communicator with people.
Yeah, we've agreed with a lot of her housing efforts.
And the BRT, and, you know, she hasn't done anything radical to police department or anything like that, you know. So I think she's been overall policy-wise a good mayor, but just had a hard time connecting with people.
So what else you got, Phil? You got some this is going to have to be speed round, man.
I got some other things.
Our podcast listeners don't have all day.
In the year 2026.
In the year 2026. The Badgers football team won't be worse than they were this year.
That's another easy one. Did we even win a game this year? Yeah.
We won a couple games. We're going to be better next year than we were this year.
All right. You're probably right about that.
Because they have a much easier schedule next year than they had this year. The other one is the Milwaukee Brewers will be surprisingly good again in the regular season.
That's every year.
And disappoint in the postseason.
All right.
But they will.
You thought my Chris Taylor one was a bunny. All you're doing are bunnies.
The other one, I'm not sure it's going to happen. It could start in 2026, but Trump will be impeached again.
How could he be impeached in 2026?
Well, it'll begin, and the start of the impeachment will start in 2026. Yeah. When the Democrats win the House, which I think they will, and they will immediately begin impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump, because that's all they know how to do.
I was just a guest, by the way, on the Ethical Life podcast,
the
prediction episode, which we're going to put into our stream here. And that was one of my predictions, was the Dems win the House, in the fall, but we're not actually going to know they win till the end of the year because of all the legal battles.
Okay. That's what you say. I think it's going to be a landslide. And the final prediction is, I'm going to miss my kid when he goes to college next year.
Oh,
it's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. My oldest is going to head off to college, and I will actually miss him.
I hear you. I mean, both mine went off to college, and I missed them, but it is fun.
I miss them a little bit.
I mean, eventually, you get used to missing them, and you sort of you're happy for them that they're independent. I'd say you give yourself 6 to 12 months, and then you'll be like, you know, they're doing fine.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm going to the bar. I'm going to go. You golf, right? I'm going to go curl. I'm going to have some fun. But I hear you.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot?